Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing all right. This episode's probably gonna get pretty nerdy and technical. The only thing I really got up to last night was tinkering around with my Mac Pro. My work, we upgraded our Mac Pros probably a few years ago. We had the tall, they call it the cheese grater Mac. We got those in 2009, and they're really good, powerful machines. But then we upgraded to the trash can Mac a few years later. So my boss had a few of these towers kicking around and asked if anyone wanted them. So I took my old tower home. It's been kind of sitting for a couple of years. I haven't really touched it. When I did try to power it on, the hard drive had failed. So I needed to get a new drive for it, which I kind of procrastinated on until yesterday. I was looking to get an SSD. I missed out on a Amazon Prime deal, where they had I think it was a 250 gig SSD for, it was just under $60, which is a really good price. I missed out on that, but looking around last week at a local computer shop, they were selling 120 gig SSDs for $35. At that price point, I thought, well, I'm not too far behind if I need to buy two of these to kind of match that original deal. And 120 gigs should give me enough to kind of at least get this computer going. So I popped in the SSD. I was actually able to boot from, I had an old laptop drive from my super old MacBook Pro. I was able to pop that into the machine. The nice thing about these cheese grater Macs is that the design is super modular, which is pretty common for most PC people. So you can swap parts in and out pretty easily. So I was able to boot from this laptop drive that I had, and it presented me with a very old version of OS X, which at least allowed me to try and upgrade to the latest Mac operating system, which I got an error saying this is unsupported. So I had no way to get to the latest OS, but with a little bit of digging, I found that the 2010 version of the Mac Pro is supported, and the only real difference between the 2009 and 2010 is the firmware. So someone had released a tool that allowed you to kind of upgrade the firmware to make the operating system think that it's a 2010 model. And by going to that 2010 model means that then you can run the latest and greatest OS. I was a little nervous updating the firmware. Whenever you update firmware, especially if you're kind of hacking things together, there's a good chance you can brick a system, because the firmware essentially is the kind of the core software that's running on the computer. When you're writing new firmware, you're essentially kind of reprogramming the core of the computer, and if any of that process gets hooped, it's kind of a point of no return, and you can essentially brick your machine. So after a few minutes of rebooting through the firmware process, it successfully upgraded to the latest firmware, and in my system profile, it seemed like I had a 2010 Mac Pro, which means a few other things too. I can upgrade the CPUs as well as the GPU on the machine now, since I have unlocked that new firmware. So with that firmware upgraded, I was able to upgrade to the latest Mac OS. Is it High Sierra? I don't even have it on my laptop, but I figured, you know, let's just kind of go all the way with this thing. And yeah, I finished installing that this morning and booted it up, and off the SSD, it boots super fast, and everything's running pretty nicely as far as I can tell. My next probably step, I may have to get another SSD, but I think my next step is to find a graphics card. I'm trying to look for something that is better than this kind of antiquated card that's in there right now. Something that can do a little bit of gaming, and then maybe even before the graphics card, I'm gonna dual boot it to have Windows 10. Yeah, I think I will use this machine probably to do some podcast recording, maybe some streaming stuff I could play around with. It's kind of, this machine's kind of going to be my little hobby machine of kind of tinkering around with it. The plan is to not spend a ton of money on it, but kind of get it up to date. And from what I've read and researched, you can actually upgrade these 2009 Mac Pros to be pretty equivalent to kind of the latest and greatest software. Or hardware, I should say. So yeah, I'm sure this probably won't be the last time I'll chat about kind of upgrading this machine, but yeah, it's been kind of fun tinkering around with that stuff. And yeah, I think I'm on the hunt for a graphics card for cheap, as well as then booting into Windows 10, which I do have a license key for, so that'll be next on my list. With that said, we'll conclude this episode, and I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.